On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Dolphin Coast Taxi Association has defended its decision to charge a so-called joining fee to e-hailing drivers in the area. E-hailing drivers say they are being strong-armed into paying the fee, which they say amounts to 20,000 rand. They say they were told about the fee last Wednesday and that it will allow them to continue operating in Ballito. This Bolt driver from Ballito, who asked not to be named, says he had no choice but to comply.
We normally face the association part and the misagreements of payments and robberies. Certain areas we don't even operate. If they cut you, you have to pay them. They take the money by force. If not that, they take the car by force. We are aware that the things they're doing is illegal. So now I've never thought of any strategy. Just I told myself to comply with whatever terms and conditions that they bring.
The Dolphin Coast Taxi Association's Daniel Lin says the fee will keep the area from being flooded by e-hailing services.
Lot of residents in Ballito are complaining. Children go missing. People get robbed and all that. You get Uber drivers coming from Pangeni, Marisburg. They will come all working in Ballito. So we as taxi people, we can't monitor them if we don't have them in our database knowing that they're operating there. So we'll have their logbooks, we'll have their number plate. In case someone takes a taxi, a meter taxi, and something happens on that text, then we can always go in our database and see, oh, this person, and then we can try and allocate that vehicle. But now if they come and go as they please, no one knows what's going on. And then we can't take a blame because they will bring our name down as association.
E-hailing drivers and taxi operators have a history of conflict in South Africa, with the taxi industry demanding that e-hailing services be regulated in the same way as all other public transport providers. NPA head Shamila Batoyi has admitted more progress could have been made in court cases linked to state capture. Last year, Batoyi promised Parliament that corruption and state capture-related cases would be the NPA's top priority. It was after concerns were raised over the lack of arrests and convictions. Batoyi says it hasn't been easy.
One area where perhaps I thought we would have moved much faster. And I mean much faster, because when I came back from the ICC, the International Criminal Court in Hague, I knew that the challenge where I had a sense of. And I thought, how difficult is it going to be to get one really good big corruption case that's going to swing sentiment around very quickly? I was really quite wrong about that.
And further afield, thousands of Bangladeshis have gathered at mosques and rural fields to pray for rain. The country and other parts of South and Southeast Asia have been suffocating under an intense heat wave. Schools across the region have been shut down. Bangladesh's Weather Bureau says average maximum temperatures in the capital, Dhaka, over the past week have been 4 to 5 degrees Celsius higher than the 30-year average for the same period. They reached 42 degrees Celsius in the past week, and the extreme conditions are expected to continue for at least another week. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 25 tomorrow, Richards Bay 26.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. The Hollybets Dolphins have home advantage in tomorrow's CSA T20 Challenge semi-final. Springbok Stephen Kitsoff might not recover in time for the Springboks Test Series, and things don't look good for Rafael Nadal ahead of Roland Garros.